tempering expectations of tax cuts, saying he has less headroom because of gloomy economic forecasts. Data's revealed at least 119 police officers across the UK have been sentenced for sexual offences since the murder of Sarah Everard. It's 3 years since Met Constable Wayne Cousins kidnapped and killed her. Freya says she was coerced and attacked by her police officer husband. She thinks the figures obtained by Sky News could be just scratching the surface.
I look at the number of cases that are reported in the news now and I think, oh, they must be dealing with it. It's all coming out now, one by one. But are they dealing with it? I don't know. Do we really know?
Gaza's received its first airdrop of US aid, with 38,000 meals being delivered to the territory by parachute. President Biden promised to try new methods to get supplies in after more than 100 Palestinians were killed in a chaotic encounter with Israeli troops at a food truck. It's reported the Queen's heading off on holiday for her first break since the King's cancer diagnosis. Camilla's had to lead the royal programme of public engagements while her husband receives treatment. Ray has smashed Brit Awards records, taking home 6 prizes last night. It's the most ever won by an artist in a single year. Dua Lipa, who won Best Pop Act, presented Kylie Minogue with the Global Icon Award. Great Britain have enjoyed big success at the World Athletics Indoors Championships in Glasgow. Josh Kerr took gold in the 3,000 metres, while Molly Cordery is the new pole vault world champion.
Being out there in front of a home crowd and managed to get a gold has just not sunk in, and it's just unbelievable.
And Liverpool are 4 points clear at the top of the Premier League after a 1-0 win at Nottingham Forest. That's the latest. I'm Matt Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Thank you, Matt, for this morning's news. And now for your weather. Today it is a chilly start, but dry and becoming bright for most. A chilly, frosty start for many, with patchy fog gradually clearing to leave a fine, dry and increasingly clear day with light winds. Cloudier throughout along the east coast, however, with a chance of some rain here. Maximum temperatures of 8 degrees. Tonight, dry and largely clear through the evening and overnight, allowing temperatures to drop with a widespread frost and patches of fog developing overnight. Minimum temperatures of minus 1 degrees. And looking at Monday, a cold start with some fog patches slowly clearing during Monday morning, likely dry and bright into the day, however, with freshening winds into the evening with maximum temperatures of 10 degrees. The outlook for Tuesday to Thursday are scattered showers Tuesday and Wednesday, but looking drier by Thursday, often cloudy, but with some bright spells possible at times. Temperatures near average, but with a chance of overnight fog.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls. Would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love. We got all the love in me. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love in me. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got, oh, more than just enough. We got. Silver and gold and everything people may dream of, but if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. could never be enough. It's knowing you got someone, someone who gives you a reason, something you know is strong, and with you I see the best thing is free. Yeah, 'cause we got
And of course, their Deep Blue Something with Breakfast at Tiffany's. And last night was the Brit Awards. I thought it's only right that I have a little rundown of what happened last night at the Brit Awards. I didn't actually watch it myself. I think it was live on the telly, wasn't it? I don't know. I was out last night. I had a bit of a situation, actually. I have got my car back after 8 months in a garage. Yeah, I kid you not. It's literally been in the garage for 8 months. And finally working. Woohoo! Had it lovely steam cleaned. I mean, yeah, it was literally left with mould in it. It was absolutely gross. It's obviously been neglected. Poor darling. So I got it lovely steam cleaned, got all the mould removed and everything. And I'll tell you who done it. It was a JC Detailing. He's really good. Look him up on Instagram, JC. Detailing.uk, I think he is. It, absolutely fab bloke. He literally spent like 5-6 hours sorting it out for me yesterday. He was amazing. So shout out to JC there. Literally just, yeah, he spared no attention to the amount of time that he spent on it. I thought he'd be in and out within 2 hours, but he was literally 6 hours on the job. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it was how thorough he is. So, you know, absolutely brilliant. I really commend him. In fact, I might even bring him on the show one of these days to really promote himself, because I think he's fantastic. And so then what happened was we were meant to be going on a date night, and we hadn't had a date night for Valentine's or for our anniversary, which is around the same time. So the grandparents had the children, and we were like, right, okay, great, we'll go out for a nice meal. We were going to go down to the Mekaz or whatever, down the Turkish, down towards Billericay. We were going to go there originally, and suddenly dropped the kids off. Everything was all good. It's like, yep, lovely, car's all nice and fresh now, like good to go, and the car wouldn't start. And I thought, I don't believe this. This guy has obviously really done me one, you know, he's done one on me here. What's he done? Like, so I thought to myself, surely not, surely not. The thing is, when I pulled up in the car, there was smoke. And I thought to myself, am I, you know, when you think you're imagining things, I was like, maybe I'm just imagining there's smoke in the car. No, surely not. I've got out, and I was a little bit shaken. I was like, I feel like I just saw smoke in the car, but I could be wrong. Anyway, got inside, me and Laura sitting down, had a cup of tea. What do you think? I had a cup of tea. Ready to go now. Calmed down the toddler who had a tantrum, and then thought, right, off I go. Got to go out, get home, get ready, get myself dolled up to go out for a nice meal. And the car wouldn't start. So, but for once, I actually did lose my loaf, and I was like, hold on a minute. I know these cars need that AdBlue. And seeing as it's been in the garage for 8 months and I've been driving it for a few days only, it didn't occur to me that maybe the AdBlue had run out. But at that point, I thought, yeah, I think maybe that's what's happened. So luck has it, went to the petrol station, got a bottle of AdBlue. But wait, I filled it up, still nothing. I thought, right, okay, what could it be then? Didn't call the breakdown cover yet, but thought to myself, hold on, Googled it. Google is good at times, things like this. How many litres of AdBlue do I need? Well, it says on there, you need a minimum of 3 to 5. Looked at the bottle, there was only 4 litres. So I've walked back to the petrol station, come back again, filled it up a second bottle, and it was off. So, yeah, thankfully. And the guy who was like the neighbour at the time was like, oh, you're probably going to have it reset by the AO or something. Luckily, it hasn't happened. Touch wood. I'm touching the table really hard right now that nothing else goes wrong. Because the last time that I actually broke down the car and it went for 8 months was on my way back from doing a show. So I'm really hoping that that is not going to happen ever again. And it's all good. So I'll be back in a few minutes with some music and to tell you about the Brit Awards, which we want to hear about who won.
Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge, charge and go with EV charging systems.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
98 FM.
And it is, of course, Phoenix 98 FM. You are listening to Siobhan here at Copeland and the Breakfast Show, where I'm here till 8 till 10 in the morning on a Sunday, come rain or shine. And I was just explaining about what happened with me and my planned date night last night, where the car broke down. We're back on the road. So we didn't end up going to Meskin down at Billericay. We got there and the kitchen had closed by the time we got there. So then we went, all right, okay, where should we go? We ended up in Turtle Bay in Romford, which was fine. It wasn't my first choice. I mean, we do quite regularly go there. I fancied going somewhere different for a change. But, yeah, we ended up there. And I didn't even end up eating. Because what I ended up doing, when I realised the time was getting on, I was like, right, this fancy date night's probably not going to happen tonight. So I ended up in Little Morley's Chicken Shop, got a little £2 chicken burger and a few hot wings. And I was quite happy with that. So by the time we went to Turtle Bay, I literally had a chocolate brownie and a couple of cocktails, and that was me. That was date night. So yeah, anyway, as I was saying, it was the Brit Awards last night, so we should have a look who actually won. Well, we had it was the 46th Brit Award. Can you believe it's been going as long as that? So sorry to anyone that's 46 and you feel old suddenly now. I mean, it's a long time for an award ceremony to be going though, isn't it? It's before I was born. 10 years before. No, not 10 years. Oh, there's me thinking I'm 36. No, I'm not. Won't tell me age. So we had Ray. She's been really smashing it this year with some really, really big tunes and featuring on lots of different artist tunes as well. So she actually got... I've not actually had a listen to her album, to be honest. Excuse me while I clear my throat. My 21st Century Blues, it's called. And that's one British album of the year. So definitely worth checking that out. And we've got Miley Cyrus, of course. She always wins every award, doesn't she, Miley? Actually, no, I'm getting a mix up with Taylor Swift. No, Miley does win quite a few. She's won Best International Song, Escapism with Ray, and 070 Shake. I don't know that song either. See, I'm making a list of all the things that I've missed that I need to actually look. I need to be a bit more up to date, keeping you guys up to date with the you know, the pop music. Because of course I had the R&B show though for a long time, so that's my excuse. I wasn't playing pop, but now that I am, I'm going to make an effort to keep on top of the pop. All right, so that's one song of the year. We've got The Last Dinner Party by The Last Dinner Party is the artist, sorry. Some of these names of the artist confuse me. It sounds like that's the name of the album or the song, doesn't it? But that's the actual name of the artist, The Last Dinner Party. And they've got Rising Star, see? I mean, I haven't heard of them, but they're Rising Stars anyway, so definitely worth listening. Ray won quite a few awards. I think she won 7, so she also got Breakthrough Artist of the Year. Jungle got British Group of the Year. Kylie Minogue, global icon. Who can deny Kylie as a global icon? I mean, I was just saying the other day, she's literally had a good run, isn't she? From what, Neighbours 40 years ago to now, I mean, she's still bringing out the hits, Kylie. She's still selling out shows. I mean, she's no one-hit wonder, that's for sure. Boy Genius got international group. Caesar, I can never say this. Is it Caesar or Sorry. She got international artist. She's really good, though. Even though I can't pronounce the name, she is really good. Ray, again, got the artist of the year. So she's gone home with a lot of... She couldn't hold them all, could she, last night? She had to have help taking those trophies home. And then we had Cassid Ed with Hip Hop Grime Act. Bring Me the Horizon with Alternative Rock Act. Chase and Status as producers. Oh, yeah, Chase and Status. I've not heard anything from them for a while, but, yeah, they're really good, aren't they? Calvin Harris, British Dance Act, of course. And Ray, again, was songwriter. So she's a talented young lady, isn't she? She's, you know, singing, dancing, writing. No, not dancing. Singing, featuring, writing. Yeah, she's a good talent. So, yeah, that's the summary of the Brit Awards last night. So if you didn't see it, sorry if I've given you a spoiler alert there. If you were trying to watch it back on some sort of replay, sorry about that. But I thought I'd share for those who are not going to do that, you know. And if you have, sorry, I did give you a warning. So if you haven't listened and that was a spoiler, I should have said spoiler alert, shouldn't I? Sorry. We've got the travel now, though, in just a few moments. So I'm going to let you know what's going on. Normally of a weekend, we've got nothing, have we, on the rails. It's usually rail replacement, bus service. Ruins all your plans, but let's have a look what's happening this weekend, if it's any better. Hopefully it is. I feel like it was only running up until the end of Feb, and then March should be all right. We're in March now, so hopefully we're sorted. Hopefully you can get into London and do your nice day trips of a weekend without much interruption. That's what I hope. But let's have a look and see, shall we?
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, so having a look now at the National Rail. No trains via Lea Bridge this weekend. Amended service between London Liverpool Street and Southend Victoria. What does that say about that? Oh, let's have a look. Engineering work taking place between Maryland and Romford, closing 2 out of 4 lines. Greater Anglia and Lisbeth Line service will be sharing the remaining 2 lines as a result. Journey times will be extended by up to 15 minutes. Okay. Not too bad then, is it? Then we've got buses replace trains between Cambridge North, Ely and Ipswich, and between Ipswich and Norwich on Saturday, the 2nd and 3rd of March of today. Bus replacing trains between Cambridge and Stansted as well. So that's that, right? And then I'm going to look at the rest of the underground and stuff. So we've got a reduced service between Paddington and Maidenhead Heathrow. All trains will start and terminate at Paddington on the National Rail. Acton Main Line, Hanwell, Heathrow, will be served by 2 trains an hour. West Ealing will be served by 4 trains an hour. Ealing Broadway, Southall, Hayes and Hurlington will be served by 6 trains an hour. Park closures on the London Overground. No service between New Cross Gate and Crystal Palace, West Croydon. Replacement buses are operating between New Cross Gate and West Croydon via Brockley and all the rest of the journey that it does there. Also, no service between Highbury and Islington and Dalston Junction. Use London bus routes N277 during the night overground hours. London Overground, no service between Surrey Quays and New Cross and between Clapham and Willesden. And then we've got the Metropolitan Line, minor delays, planned closure on the Waterloo and City Line. Where's it gone? No service on the Waterloo and City Line. And everything else is a good service. And looking at the roads, let's have a look at the roads. Before I run out of my time. Right, okay. We have got the M2 eastbound between junctions 2 Strudon, Junction 3 Maidstone. There's a lane that's closed there. The M2 eastbound at Junction 2 Strood. Yeah, that's the lane closed. M25 anti-clockwise between junctions 1A, Erith and Thurrock. Roadworks are planned as well from tonight, from about 10 o'clock tonight, so it's all right at the moment. And the M25 anti-clockwise at junction 1A, Erith, lanes 3 and 4 will be closed tonight from 10. The M11 northbound entry slip at junction 4. Roadworks are planned from 10:30 tonight. That's all for your travel.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
One way or another, I'm gonna find ya. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One way or another, I'm gonna win ya. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One way or another, I'm gonna see ya. I'm gonna meet you, meet you, meet you, meet you. One day, maybe next week, I'm gonna meet ya, I'm gonna meet ya, I'll meet ya.
I will drive past your house, and if the lights are all down, I'll see who's around.
Let's go! One way or another, I'm gonna find ya. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One way or another, I'll get you. One way or another, I'm gonna see ya. I'm gonna meet ya, meet ya, meet ya, meet ya. One day, maybe next week, I'm gonna meet ya. I'll meet ya, meet ya, meet ya.
And if the lights are
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Over some sort of cold or whatever. Charlie SCX and Sam Smith in the city. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a rundown of what is going on in the local area events wise. Let's have a look, shall we?
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries, pictures for pleasure and profit.
So we have, of course, every Monday, the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night, Essex Arms, 10 Worley Hill, Worley Brentwood, hosted by our very own Kev Piggott from 8 till 10. All tracks are recorded and they're played on this morning's show, which is up next at 10. There's a Hutton U3A Open Morning as well at Bishop's Hill Adult Community College at Raleigh Road in Brentwood. And this is an opening day for those no longer in full-time employment. Use it to make friends, use your brain, have fun. We've over 40 interest groups, theatre trips, visits to places of interest. Come and find out more what they do for free, 9:30 to 12:30 on Tuesday. There's also free men's health checks at the Leisure Centre in Blackshots Lane in Grays, organised by men's health charity CHAPS. Walk-in clinic for skin cancer screening, appointment required for heart disease and prostate cancer screening. There's a £10 booking fee for the prostate cancer test only. That's from 2 till 6, and there's free parking there as well. More details at chaps.uk.com. Saturday the 16th of March, Forers Requiem and Rutter's Gloria, that's Emmanuel Church, Langdon Road, Billericay. The Choral Society performing the ever-popular Beautiful Fair Requiem plus Gloria by Jean Rutter, and Will Otherknown Works professional baritone Alistair Merry will be performing solos. Refreshments available at intervals, 7:30 start, tickets £12 in advance, £15 on the door. The 18th of March, Botanist or Not, Plant Origins, History and Cultivations at the Chantry Centre, Chantry Way, Billericay. Talk by Jacqueline Avalo, hosted by Billericay's Horticultural Society from 8 to 10. £3, visitors welcome. And that's about all that's coming up, guys.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
More music now. This one is Fine Young Cannibals with Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me?
We can go on. can't worry about tomorrow, cause today is a blessing. The world in a state of aggression. I find calm in you. I see my mom in you. It's like you're feeling in your stomach when you want it so bad. If we keep keeping it fresh, it ain't gonna go bad. I've been through the valley of love, rode the shores of Cali just to find peace of mind. Looking to the sky, asking for at least a sign. Beautiful, you came at such a decent time. When we combine, it's like good food and wine. Flavorful, yet refined. You remind me of the divine. So easy, love can be lost and then found. Like Stevie, I just love having you around. You wearing a gown, I'm wearing a crown. Pound for pound, we the freshest couple in town.
FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective, and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers, or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity, and passion merge.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.
place in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time. So in love with you, it just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by.
Definitely a very country sounding song, isn't it? That's Lone Star with Amazed. And Beyonce has got a very country sounding song out at the moment. And here it is. This is Texas Hold'em.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. And throw your keys up.
Hey.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Ooh. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a
hey.
Come take it to the floor now.
Woo!
There's a tornado.
There's a tornado
in my city.
In my city.
In the basement.
The basement.
That ain't pretty.
Surviving.
A red cup, kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah.
Ooh.
One step to the right, we headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice.
Ooh.
Run me to the left, then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind.
This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. He's a take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give
back.
Come take it to the floor now.
Just feel dramatic.
Now we're
the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now. Ooh. Take it to the floor now. Ooh. To the flow now.
What do we think of that country track there by Beyonce? She's bringing out a country album, so there'll be more country songs coming from Miss Knowles, Carter Knowles, in the future, I presume. If you're feeling a little bit stressed at the moment, as many of us are, I know I certainly have had a quite stressful week, won't go into that, but yeah, it's a few different things, you know, you can do to help relieve it. I mean, after this, I am so glad because I've got my car back. I'm able to go to the gym because it would have meant getting cab here, cab there, everywhere. But now I've got my car, I'm a bit more free to do things. So I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go for a little swim before I have to go pick the kids up from the grandparents. That's my plan. Although I'm still feeling quite dizzy. I've had this viral infection or whatever going on and I'm still keep getting a little bit dizzy. So yeah, I'm going to go for maybe a steam, a swim, a little bit of a gym workout. I've not been, you know, that's the annoying thing. You know when you like pay a gym membership but you haven't actually been to the gym? It's really annoying. So yeah, finally going to actually get my money's worth, start going to the gym. But here's some ways, if you can't even afford gym membership at the moment, because I know they can be quite expensive. I know there are some gyms that charge about £15-20 a month as well. So do look into whether there is one that you can join if it's nearby and you can afford £15-20 a month. I know money's tight for a lot of people at the moment, which, you know, reminds me, don't forget, Brentwood Food Bank aren't always looking for donations. So if you are able to spare anything at all, whether it's some tinned food or toiletries or whatever, then do get in touch with Brentwood Food Bank, because they are feeding hundreds of people in the local area who are not able to make their budget stretch to food after paying their bills. So please do bear that in mind, get in contact with them. But if you are thinking, oh, how can I help to deal with feeling stressed, apparently listening to the rain is a top stress-busting activity. 46% of people polled say it helped them to relax. People watching on a park bench, see, these are free activities, because, I mean, the rain is here all the time, so, you know, it's very easy to do that. sitting on a park bench, very easy to do that. Always people walking through the park with their dogs and things. I know there's one lady that I see every time I'm out, and she seems to always be walking and always going up to people and talking to them about their dogs. She hasn't got a dog herself, and she's always saying how expensive they are and that she can't afford a dog. But she really loves dogs, and she's always carrying like dog treats with her as well, and always stops off and tries to give them to people. It's quite sweet, actually. So you've also got watching birds from the window. 42% people say that. That's something we can do quite easily, isn't it? Everyday tasks such as mowing the lawn, if you've got a garden, that is. Making tea. Well, yeah, we all like making tea. Yeah, it's funny that, actually. I've never thought of actually making tea as being relaxing, but drinking tea I definitely find relaxing. And I never used to be a tea drinker. As I'm getting older, I think I'm getting more like my mum, becoming more of a warrior, more of a tea drinker, just like my mum and my nan. And we've also got folding washing. I don't particularly find that relaxing, actually. You know when you've got, like, so much washing? I've got, like, five people's washing to put away. I find that quite stressful, but, yeah. Ironing. Yeah, I don't know so much about ironing either. Vacuuming. Yeah, I think vacuuming for me could be good. Childhood activities like popping bubble wrap, colouring in and singing along to favourite songs. Yeah, definitely. Good old sing song definitely helps. And it came as 1 in 14 adults admitted they felt stressed every day. So I think the number's probably higher than that. That's just the people that are polled. You know, the thing with these polls is they only kind of maybe speak to 100 people, but I bet if you ask the entire population, I think it's more than 1 in 14, to be honest. But yeah, there's some little tips there for you. So folding the laundry, vacuuming, sitting on a park bench, people watching, bird watching out the window or bird watching in the park, listening to the rain. There's some free tips for you there that can hopefully help you to stay calm. Because remember when we used to have that phrase going around, keep calm and carry on? Well, I feel like that is something that we need to remember at times, isn't it? Because it's sometimes so hard to just keep a cool head and a calm mind and just, you know, take in that Bob Marley kind of mentality of, you know, everything's going to be all right. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it's going to be all right, but 9 times out of 10, it is. So hopefully you're having a nice Sunday, nice and relaxed, and you get some time to be in nature. The weather's not too bad today. And we're going to do a little weather update in just a few moments. And it is time now, already, we're on the hour for another news update. And then we'll have the weather in just a few moments as well.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.